think they're totally out. Hello. Wake up. That's it. They're completely done for. Perhaps if we use a bit of magic on them, do you think that would work? I don't know about that. Maybe we should just let nature take its course. We did say that if it was too late, we would just leave them be. I suppose you're right. But it would be a shame. We never get to have fun. Well, when you put it like that, I suppose you're not wrong. Wait. I think their eyes fluttered a bit. Did you see it? Oh my god, they're really waking up. We're like the two luckiest fairies here.
I agree. The circumstances are rare indeed. We should take great pleasure in this experience.
Human. Human, wake up. Oh, come on. I'm so excited to meet you. What's wrong with him?
I'm not sure. They seem tired, exhausted, to say the least. We did find them in a pretty rough spot in the forest. You can't forget.
That's true, I suppose. Well, what are we gonna do? You don't think he's going to die, do you?
Oh, don't be so simple. Of course he's not going to die. Like you said, we could always use magic on him.
That's true. I totally forgot. Well, see, I'm just not that experienced in healing magic. Not like you, of course. Do you think maybe you could...
Oh, fine. I'd really hoped I wouldn't have to be breaking any pixie laws, but it seems you've pushed me to do so. Lest you not forget this was your idea.
Of course not. I totally didn't forget. And, well, if anything comes of it and we get in trouble, I will totally take full responsibility.
You know just as well as I do that they can trace who actually cast the spell. So as well as you mean, you would not actually take the fall for any of it.
I didn't think that through. Both of us then? Oh, come on, sis. When was the last time that we found a human this close to death? It's not like he'll even remember anything. We can do whatever we want to him.
Yes. Do you state the obvious more? Why do you think I've brought him here? Words are coming from his mouth. Hello, human. Oh, do you hear that? He thinks we're angels.
That's so adorable. You really think I'm that pretty?
Yes, of course, I have water for you. Here. I am a water fairy after all. It is my specialty. Oh, not so fast. There you go.
No fair. I want to touch him too.
Only a little. You'll have your turn, sis. I need to make sure he's all right. We can't have any fun with him if he ends up dying, now can we?
I suppose you're right. I just can't wait.
Well, I can hardly blame you, sis. But like I said, we can't have our fun with him until I'm sure he's well. So, human, do you feel well enough to speak? Oh, there. More compliments come from his mouth. What's that? You think I'm the more beautiful sister?
There's no way he said that. Right, human? You didn't say that, right? Because you'd be sadly mistaken.
But of course he said that. Isn't that right, human? That's exactly what he said to me just now. I think he favors blue, sister. Perhaps it's his favorite color.
But pink is good too. Right, human? Pink is really good. It's, cute, right?
Sure. If you're into that sort of thing. I'm betting he likes more mature things.
I'm plenty mature. You always said that I was. Were you lying?
Of course not, sis. I'm only teasing you. Now, how about we explain to our little friend here exactly what's happening?
Right, of course.
Well, you see, human, you were in the woods and you were badly injured.
And, well, according to fairy law, if we help you, well, you basically owe us your life.
You've only freaked him out now. Calm down. There's no need to bring chaos. What my sister meant to say is you owe us a life debt. We used our magic to help you especially, that's even worse. You're bound to us now. And I'm afraid that means you owe us quite a bit.
What's wrong? Don't you want to have fun with us? I can think of so many amazing things we can do together. I thought maybe you could...
Don't be embarrassed now. What were you going to say?
I thought maybe you could... I don't want to say it. Maybe we should wait a little while. Until he's more rested. What do you think?
Well, what I think is, He doesn't have much of a choice. He belongs to us now, after all. Did you forget already?
I suppose. But shouldn't he have some say?
Oh, you poor naive thing. You always were the dumb one.
No offense, of course. Offense taken? Jeez.
I only meant that you're naive. He belongs to us now. Even if he wanted to say no, I don't think that he could. He's magically bound to us, to do whatever we wish. And I, for one, have many, many ideas of what I want to do. He squirmed a little. Do you think it was out of delight?
I don't know. I've never done this sort of thing before. Have you been going behind my back? I thought you were... a virgin.
Hush now, sis. This is not the conversation we should be having in front of our guest. Forgive her. She likes to talk a lot.
You don't mind that I talk a lot? See, you're just being mean.
There's no need to suck up to her, you know. Unless you like her more. Do you? Do you like her more?
He said he's not sure.
Hush. I wasn't asking you. I was asking him. Do you like her more?
Now you're just being mean. Quit teasing him.
I don't need you to tell me what to do.
And I don't need you to interfere. Technically, I was the one who found him.
And I was the one who used my magic on him.
Yes, but I have dibs.
No, you don't. I have the law on my side. Magic binds him to me more than it does to you for finding him.
Why do you always have to do this?
Well, you are the one trying to make a fuss of it. I'm simply trying to ask him a question, which he prefers. You're the one trying to say he belongs to you. And realistically, he belongs to both of us. So, sis, do you want to play more fairly? I don't mind sharing him with you.
Okay, but I want to kiss him first.
Kiss him? Is that really all you're going to do with him?
Why? What did you have in mind?
Oh, darling, much more. This is why I always rag on you for being naive. Haven't you ever wondered what's down here, under a man's pants?
I don't know. The same as us, right?
You're adorable, sis. No. It's much bigger. And quite angry, actually.
So you're not a virgin, then?
Shh. I told you not to mention that. So, I could show you how it's done. Unless you want to find out for yourself.
I don't understand. What do I do? Just touch it?
Touch it? Rub it? Lick it? Do what you please. Oh, just don't be too rough with it. It is somewhat fragile.
Okay. I can, lick it, you said. Let's try.
Go on. I thought you were excited to have him first.
I am. I don't need you pressuring me.
Okay. And...
It's salty. And it's all sweaty.
What did you expect? We found him in the forest. Who knows how long he's been there? Sulking in the sun. You're lucky it's not more dirty. So, human, are you enjoying this? You don't know? Well, that's funny, because you're already hard as a rock, and she's barely even touched you. I bet you're a pervert. You like the idea of both of us. With you, don't you? He does. He's a pervert.
Maybe that's not good for me then. I don't really know what I'm doing.
Don't you see? That's even better for you. He's a little experienced pervert. He can show you exactly what he wants you to do to him.
Okay. You don't want me to put it in my mouth? Where do you want me to put it, then? My chest? What on earth do you want those for? You want to put this thing in between them? That sounds a bit strange.
Oh my god, just do it. If you won't do it, I will.
Okay. I'm doing it. Jeez. All right. Let me just take this off. And squish, you said? Like this? Is this okay? It's good. Okay.
Very good, sir. I half expected you to bite his dick off.
I'm not that stupid. I don't want to hurt our human. It feels weird. It's all slippery. It's getting even bigger. Is that supposed to happen?
Of course it is. It means you're doing it well. You should be proud, sister.
Okay. I'll keep going then. You're gonna what? What does that mean? What is this? I'm covered in it. It's all white and... It tastes awful. What the hell? It's cum, you idiot. And I already told you it means you're doing it well. And you should be proud. So this is good stuff. You want to put it inside of me? I don't understand. You don't have to understand. Because now it's my turn. No, he said he wanted to put it inside of me, not you. And I don't care. He's our slave, not the other way around. If you want him so badly, why don't you go and take a sit down on his face? And I'll take this. This is mine now. Face? You mean I put my... on his face?
Yes.
How much more do I need to say it? Do I need to spell it out for you as well? No, why would I do that?
Because it's going to feel very good. And that way, we can both be pleased.
All right. I'm going then. Sorry, human. But I'll have you know, I'm much cleaner than you are. So, you don't have to worry about anything.
What are you doing?
Sitting on his face.
Take off your panties.
Oh, right. Okay. His breath feels ticklish on me there. Is it supposed to be like that?
Yes.
That means it's going to feel very good soon.
Trust me, sis. I'm an expert at these things.
If you say so. Now what?
Now he's going to use his tongue on you.
His tongue? Why would he... It's so slimy and warm.
As it should be. Now I am going to slide this in because it's still very much hard.
And there we go. Sis, you're bleeding. Are you all right?
Oh, yes. I'm more all right than I've ever been. You don't worry about me. I'm going to take care of myself. Now get ready, sister. The both of us will need to shake our hips very soon.
All right. Here goes nothing, I guess.
Indeed.
Tongue can feel this good. I could feel this good.
Amazing.
I don't know what to say.
I told you it would be. It was glorious, you dear human.
I want to go again. Can we go again?
Oh, yeah. As much as I admire your spirit, I think if we did any more, we might suck the very life out of this human. We wouldn't want to go and break him on our first day with him. No, would we?
I suppose you're right. We'd better let him rest for now.
Oh, but it was so good. I don't want to stop.
I know. Later, perhaps.
I'll let him rest, give him some food and water, and then maybe even use a little bit more healing magic. Then we'll see how he's feeling.
All right. Well then, human, I'll leave you to it. You're in perfectly good hands. My sister's a great healer, as I'm sure you already know. I have things to do anyways, so gotta fly. I hope maybe I can try you out for a ride too later. But I was thinking...
Go, please. You can think later. Right now, he's mine to take care of.
Fine. I'm off then.